The only Planned Parenthood in Wyoming is closing its doors after 40 years of operation for financial reasons. Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains' Whitney Phillips says the decision to close the clinic was not easy.
It's no secret that the last few years have been challenging in the reproductive care space in general. And as a nonprofit provider, we really care so deeply about the health of our patients. But a lot of things have to go into account in order to make our organization be here for the long term. And unfortunately, that does mean some consolidation sometimes.
Phillips says the Affordable Care Act allowed more people to have insurance because it expanded Medicaid. Planned Parenthood clients who got insurance through the ACA used Medicaid. But Phillips says Medicaid reimbursement levels are now lower, which has, over the years, compounded into some financial stress. Phillips declined to divulge specific financial details at this time, but says Planned Parenthood of the Rocky Mountains will continue serving Wyoming in other ways.
We are going to be expanding our political work in the state of Wyoming, as well as some of our education work. We have an incredible education department that has actually just shifted gears from not only educating youth face-to-face, but also educating educators so that we can impact more students in the long haul. And then additionally, we will continue to have a strong presence and commitment to the Wyoming Abortion Fund.
Wyoming's Planned Parenthood Clinic does not provide abortions, but the Abortion Fund helps women pay for that service elsewhere. Phillips says that they are working to redirect patients to nearby care providers. The nearest Planned Parenthood clinic next to the Castor location is over 200 miles away in Fort Collins, Colorado. According to the Castor Star Tribune, patients will be referred to three nearby providers. That's Cedars Health, Community Health Center of Central Wyoming, and Casper-Natrona County Health Department. All three take walk-in appointments and accept Medicaid. The Casper location will close July 21st, making Wyoming and North Dakota the only two states in the nation without a Planned Parenthood health center. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.